News this hour from townhall.com. Anat Thomason. After 2 weeks, Israel's military has pulled out of Gaza's largest hospital, touting success in an anti-terror operation.
Hundreds of people returned to Shifa Hospital and the surrounding area after the withdrawal early Monday, where they found bodies inside and outside of the facility. The military has described the raid as one of the most successful operations of the nearly six-month war, saying it killed scores of Hamas and other militants, as well as seizing valuable intelligence. The head of the World Health Organization said late on Sunday that 21 patients at least had died during a raid, and more than 100 were in dire conditions. I'm Charles Villatesma.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Israel over the weekend, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Netanyahu, also demanding that more be done to win the release of hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. There is a new minimum wage law on the books in California.
Most of California's fast food workers are set to be paid at least $20 per hour. The increase has been cheered by workers and labor unions who say it will provide a livable wage. But some business owners say it will cause them to raise their prices or lay off workers in a state already known for its high cost of living.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. Less than a week after a container ship brought down Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, crews operating the heaviest of equipment are working to clear the Baltimore Harbor Channel of tons of wreckage, steel and concrete. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it's crucial to reopen the key port of Baltimore, rebuild the bridge, and to conduct a thorough and speedy investigation of the catastrophe. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures 11 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 45 points, and the S&P futures better by 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. With the drought draining water supplies across the western U.S., federal lawmakers have reintroduced legislation to better understand how much water we use and where it's going. That measure would create a new program to use satellite technology to estimate how much water is lost to evapotranspiration. That's where water from the ground and plants is lost to the atmosphere. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and Congresswoman Susie Lee have introduced the Open Access Evapotranspiration Data Act. Similar legislation died in the U.S. Senate back in 2021. Water experts, including officials with the Southern Nevada Water Authority, the SNWA, say expanding the program nationwide is a much-needed tool for better water management. If you're an AT&T customer, it's not what you wanted to hear while enjoying your weekend. Personal data from 73 million current and former AT&T customers have been leaked to the dark web. Company officials say that data was released about 2 weeks ago, and they're still not sure whether that information came from the company itself or one of its vendors. AT&T officials say that data appears to be from 2019 or earlier, impacting 7.6 million current customers, 65.4 million former customers. Anyone who has been affected will get an email or letter from the company. Now, if you're an allergy sufferer, you don't need a calculator to tell you spring has sprung. And while you may not be looking forward to allergy season, there are some simple ways you can control your exposure, like keeping your windows at home, in the car, and at work closed. Doctors recommending that if you are, in fact, an allergy sufferer, you start taking your medication a couple of weeks before the season officially kicks in. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Fall is here and RSV can strike people over 60. Super protect yours with the vaccine. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Pretty good start to this Monday morning commute. Had a minor accident on I-15 southbound after Flamingo. They've got that out of the travel lanes now and off the freeway, so it should be moving along a little bit better through the area. No other accidents being reported on the freeways. Southeast wreck, though, still there at the intersection of Sunset and Pecos. Good-looking spring day in the valley today. Mostly sunny and cool. Afternoon high stopping just short of 70 degrees. We're at 48, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather around. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. There will be no April Fool's jokes on this program over the course of the next 3 hours. I promise you, we will not even think about it. Always good to have in, and a great way to begin the week is with my buddy Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member who joins us. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for getting up with us.
Oh, man, I love getting up in the morning with your folks on the radio, and especially you. Thank you for having me today. Hope you guys had a wonderful Easter weekend, and now we're on to a new weekend, a week to a weekend.
Indeed. The race is on in Assembly District 42. You are running for Assembly, and I've got to ask you. You've had some health challenges, in particular, most recently getting knee surgery done. How do you knock on doors? How do you campaign when you've just had knee surgery?
Well, one of the biggest things I do is I thank God every day. And my thing is I get on the phone and I call. I dial for those votes. And that's one of my biggest things that I do is call and talk to people, because the door probably doesn't work as much as it does before because of all, you know, those rings and everything, those devices that people, they don't want to answer anybody at the door. But it's amazing how many people will answer the telephone now. So I'm really excited. And again, Kevin, there's always those challenges, but hey, we can do it. And I'm going to win this race, and I'm going to work my butt off for the voters of Clark County and for my district.
Let me ask you: you have been a consumer of health care in our community. Our community has, well, let's face it, we have had challenges in getting our health care system up and running. Can you talk a little bit about what you've experienced healthcare-wise and the healthcare system in our community? Can you talk a little bit about the challenges there?
Well, absolutely. And we need affordable health care because our seniors depend on it when they get older. But then there's preventative. I don't believe that we have enough preventative, and we don't get our people out there to, if there's something wrong, they don't want to go get checked up. And I urge your voters, if they're going through something, go get checked up. there's always a way to pay for it. There's always a way that we can get stuff done. But as a legislator, I will make sure that I will look more into it, because I go into some of these doctor's offices and I see 80-year-olds have to pay a co-payment. I think after you're retired and, you know, you've paid into the system, Kevin, that our seniors deserve better, Kevin, and we need to make sure that that the system works for them. And it just breaks my heart when I see that. And the other day I paid for one of the seniors. It was only $15, but that's $15 of food that somebody could have had.
Well, let me just ask you, does Medicare not work?
It does in certain circumstances, and it doesn't in some others. But again, we have to address the whole problem, which nobody has yet in our state. Yeah, do we have money? But you have to spend that money right. And you've got to know who you're spending it and what we're spending it on. Just like the school district, when I asked for a forensic audit, because there's a lot of people out there that, guess what, will take that money and not do a great service, Kevin.
But yet we have expanded Medicaid for the poor. Medicare obviously has been around for a long time. Are you trying to tell me it doesn't work?
It doesn't really for a lot of people, and for especially our retired seniors, Kevin. And that's one of our thing is that one of my campaigns is worried about our seniors and worried about our kids. And those are the two ends that we have to, because then the middle will take care of itself as long as we take care of our children and our seniors. And we need to be more proactive, and we need people as me, because I went through the system and I know that we need to look at it even more. Because when I was in the emergency, I had to go into the emergency ward. And I'm going to tell you what, I had to sit with an IV out in the waiting room. That's unacceptable, Kevin. And we have money that we should be building bigger and hiring more health people in our system to make sure that this works. And that's one of my things that I'm going to look at, because I was kind of devastated when I'm sitting there with an IV amongst a lot of people in the waiting room that were sick, Kevin.
Wow. Again, joining us, Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. This, of course, the election season. We've got primary elections on June 11th. We've got November 5th for the general election. Can you talk a little bit about what is going to be on the line, both on June 11th and eventually on November 5th?
Well, the main thing is I want your listeners to believe your independents and your Republicans, even your Democrats are listening. They need to vote early. Remember, early voting starts May 25th. Get out and vote. Don't wait to the last minute, because things happen. And this is one of the pushes of the Nevada GOP and the chairman, Michael McDonald, is doing, is making sure that people are going to go vote early. And remember, and they're also working on a voter ID campaign. So if you're out there, you're doing the DMV, please sign that petition. I don't care who you are. And a lot of the Democrats want voter ID also, Kevin.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned May 25th as the start of early voting. Are you convinced that we are going to end up with a free and fair election? Are you optimistic?
You know what? I'm optimistic, and I think that it will. And we have the Republican Party and some of the independent parties. They're watching it very closely. They know what to watch for now. They have the attorneys. Like I said, Chairman Michael McDonald, who and his board members have made it a point to where they're going to have lawyers out there. They're going to have people, and your people can actually be a poll watcher also, because we need all eyes on this election. And again, can there be stupid stuff that goes on? Absolutely. But again, we need to pay attention, every one of us that vote.
Kevin, let me ask you, you are a former member of the Board of Trustees. There are Board of Trustee members who are up for re-election. Some have been termed out. Can you talk a little bit about some of the, at least people that I talk to seem to think that we're going to have to clean house. And even people that we may like personally, it's time for everybody to go and start over.
Absolutely, and I concur with you. So there's four districts up for election. There's District A. The incumbent's not running in that. District B, the incumbent's not running in it. District C, the incumbent is running, and that's Evelyn Garcia Morales. Again, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there'll be six people in that. Remember, it's nonpartisan. That means You have to look them up if they're Republican, Democrat. But here's my biggest thing: to make sure that they're going to go out to those schools and look at everything. And then let's go back to District E, which was the old Lola Brooks. She's not running; she's termed out. And you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 9 people running in that district. So again, your voters have to do their work, and it's easy. They have a phone, they have a computer at home. Put it in a keyword in the search and find out who's in your district and do your work. Hopefully some of those candidates will call or knock on their door or mail out. Mail is expensive. But again, they should be working the phones. They should be doing what they need to do, staying in their district to get elected and want your vote.
What are the questions we should be asking of school board members? I mean, to me, school choice is a real important issue, and every candidate at every level of government needs to be asked the question, where do you stand on school choice? What are the issues that we should be asking about?
Well, my biggest thing is financial literacy, making sure that our children know about financial and their literacy of financial planning, because we're not teaching that. That was one of my issues I pushed as a school board trustee, is because if they know about financing, they'll know what's going to happen in their life, and they can plan to be successful. Again, you have to be careful what we spend. We've got to take care of our teachers, which we haven't lately. And I'm one of those things is I think that it's like in Arkansas, they're paying their teachers $60,000. And I think that we need to start our salaries at $65,000, which is not bad, but I know where to find the money. I know where we can get it. And I know that we need to hold our teachers, when we pay them that, we need to hold them accountable to make sure they teach our children the right message of success, of learning the ABCs, the do-re-mi's and the 1, 2, 3's, you know. Because, again, that's important how they live. None about the social stuff that goes in our school. And I don't know if you heard about what was going on. There's a lot of they're going to start taking phones away from these kids in the schools. I can agree with that. I think no phone that has a video on it that you can take video should be in those schools. I think if the mom and dad want their kid to be accounted for, they just get them a flip phone with a number so they can call them. I believe, you know, because you and I never had a phone in school. We grew up just right. And I know that there's other challenges of what's going on in our society. But again, the phones have to get out of that classroom, and we need to start teaching, because it is a distraction, Kevin.
I want to ask you about absenteeism. It is becoming more and more an issue in our schools in the Clark County School District. Can you talk a little bit about what you know about what's going on now with our kids who just don't come to class?
Well, number one is I look at, you know, like 73% of our children in the Clark County School District are getting a welfare check. Well, I always said a welfare check wasn't designed to be a paycheck to raise a child. We need to be careful what we do. And again, we need to hold the parents accountable to get that child to school, because they're getting paid that welfare check to get that child to school. If they're not, we need to say, all right, you're going to lose some of your funding, just like some of the schools or some of the government funding that you're not going to get if you don't get your child to school, which is going to be a big factor when I run for this office, is because I want your child. You're obligated. You have them. You getting paid a welfare check, get them to school. That's your only job, is to get them to school.
Do you think it's anything is going to change? Is it going to take legislation? Is it going to take? I mean, tell me how we fix it.
Well, it's going to take some legislation, and I'm always about less law. But you know what? We got to hold people accountable somehow. And you know what? Because again, the taxpayers are paying for this. And they need results, Kevin, so that we need to make sure we don't have to overstep our boundaries, but we have to have a balanced approach of how to get our children to school and to make sure that they're at a safe school. Because let's face it, we have bullying laws that don't work, Kevin.
Well, I guess the ultimate question is, how do people help you get elected in District 42? As we said at the very top of the broadcast, you just are coming off of knee surgery. First of all, how is the knee? Are you up and around yet? What's the deal?
Well, I walked already 4.5 miles since 3:30 this morning. I'm bound and determined, because I have another surgery on May 3rd. So I have, I always say, a deadline. I don't set a goal. I set a deadline. I have a I've been having, I have cancer. I think we talked earlier, and I tell people, I said, please go get your screenings done no matter what. Your life matters. You need to go make sure that, you know, because there's plenty of places to get screening. And I'm working on my deadlines. My health is the utmost, but I always say the Lord has me wanting to run for this position, and I feel it because, again, he's giving me those breaths every day, so I'm excited about it. So, again, they can call me, Kevin, 702-768-5412. It's District 42. It goes from Decatur to DI, DI to Durango, Durango to 215, back to Decatur, back to DI, Desert Inn. So, again, if you're in, you're listening and you're in that, please call me. And you've got my number, 702-768-5412. I'm not asking for your money. I'm asking for your vote because that's how I'm going to earn it. And I call every day, Kevin. I call about 400 people a day.
So if you get something and the caller ID is not something that that rings a bell, answer it. It may be
correct.
Kevin. It may be Kevin Child. Kev, always
absolutely.
Go ahead.
And I tell people, I know it's election season. You're going to get enamored with a ton of calls. Pick up that phone, talk to those candidates. But some of us actually, you know, care about you, and we get on the phone and we want to talk personally to you. And you've got my ear, and I have no problem listening to you because you've got a lot of solutions, people. So please, and we need your vote. Again, Kevin, thank you for having me today.
And give your mom, Jean, a big hug for me, would you please?
Oh, man, she loves you. She loves listening to you, Kevin. And God bless you guys. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being on your show in the future.
Thank you, my friend. Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, joining us. A busy, busy weekend on the Sunday shows. I mean, a lot of stuff going on. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. 6767, located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
As much as I'd love to be, I'm the furthest thing from being a car guy. I feel like every time I take my car to the shop, be it for a routine maintenance or repair, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. That's until I went to Meineke. See, Meineke is doing car care right. Meineke is total car care. Engines, brakes, tires, even oil changes. Meineke Car Care is your locally owned one-stop shop for total car care. Visit Meineke.com for a location near you. That's Meineke.com to schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, and by the way, thank you for being a part of the show today. Always love getting together with you, particularly on a Monday when we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about, that this is going to be an important week, and really couple of weeks on a number of fronts that we'll be talking about over the course of the next couple of days. For instance, Ukraine funding. It is going to come up for a vote. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, says he's going to bring it up. Whether he'll be successful or not, whether he has the votes, I don't know. Mike Lawler is a congressman from New York. He is a Republican, and he was on CNN yesterday. Again, we listen and watch the Sunday shows, so you don't have to. On CNN yesterday, he expects a vote on Ukraine funding in the next couple of weeks. This is Cut 6, go.
Let's start with Ukraine. The speaker says he is determined to find a path forward. He is under intense pressure from the far right. You have been calling for him to allow a vote for weeks now. Has he given you any commitment that this vote will happen when the House returns from recess?
I believe there will be a vote when we get back from the Easter recess. Certainly, this is critically important for our allies. We are the leader of the free world, and we cannot shirk on our responsibility to uphold and defend democracies across the globe. It's why I introduced, along with Brian Fitzpatrick and Jared Golden, the Defending Borders, Defending Democracies Act, which would provide lethal aid to Ukraine, to Israel, to Taiwan, as well as enact serious border provisions, including Remain in Mexico and Title 42. And we are pushing for a vote. I have signed a discharge petition to allow for that vote. But I am hopeful that the Speaker will put the bill on the floor or an amended version of the bill on the floor so that we can once and for all ensure that our allies have the aid and support that they need.
You said you're hopeful. Have you, I'm assuming you've spoken to him directly. Has he made a commitment?
I have spoken to him directly. I'm not going to delve into the details of that conversation. But I am confident that he is going to bring a bill to the floor and that we will have a vote. You know, he understands the responsibility that we have. Look, China, Russia, and Iran are not our friends. They're not our allies. They are seeking to undermine and destabilize the free world. and undermine the United States economically at every turn. And so we need to push back. We need to support our allies. And if Ukraine were to fall and Russia successful in this endeavor, that would have a catastrophic impact